Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Ty Cline. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike DeLahaz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Schroll. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Al Schroll. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. DeLahaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Allison reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a line drive towards short. Held catches it and throws to first to double up Tuttle. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 1 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cline for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Tuttle moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Jose Valdivielso pinch runs for Zoilo Verhaals. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroll is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing shortstop. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. De La Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batty moves to third. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroll hits a line drive to left field. Francona throws towards Temple. Temple fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Temple. Batty scores. Tuttle scores. Valdivielso moves to third. Schroll moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Green reaches second base with a double. Valdivielso scores. Schroll moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Twins. Bill Daly now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Power. Green moves to third. Martin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green scores. Martin scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Twins. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive towards first. Killebrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-0, Twins. Al Schroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schroll moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Held strikes out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Haz hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Twins. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altobelli hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaefernoth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valdivielso hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Dobek now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Don Dillard pinch hits for Joe Shaw. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond pinch hits for Johnny Temple. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 3 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to third. Bond moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Francona reaches third base with a triple. Dillard scores. Bond scores. Klein goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3 to Twins. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona scores. One out. It's 10-4, Twins. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Altobelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.